Marcelo Quinto was just 6 years old when the first ever gold medal basketball tournament took place in Juneau in 1947. He's in his 80s now, and he doesn't remember much about that tournament, beyond one very clear thing.
It was jammed, because there was no TV then.
The location of the tournament has changed since then. Instead of the cramped Capitol School, it's now at the Juneau Douglas High School Yada'at Kathle Gymnasium. He says other things have changed too.
These kids are faster, I think. They're faster. A lot of the rules have changed.
This year's tournament is special. It marks a historic 75 years of competition, disrupted only by the COVID-19 pandemic, which hit the pause button for a few years. For Quinto, the tournament, which is older than the state of Alaska, represents decades of memories.
The greatest thing about this tournament really is being able to see all your friends from all the Southeast, from Ketchikan, all the way up.
The first game kicked off Sunday morning, and games will continue daily throughout this week. In total, there'll be 48 games played by 25 different regional adult teams, competing for titles in four brackets. Tim Wilson, a Lions Club co-chair for this year's tournament, says for many, this tournament represents something much greater than the game of basketball. In 1947, it started as a way to raise money for Boy Scouts, but now Wilson says it transcends the court.
For it to be in the 75th year is really special to us. I mean, I don't think when they started 75 years ago, I don't know if they envisioned it lasting 75 years. I always say that gold medal is one big, huge family. I honestly believe that.
Orion Dibdahl is a player on the Hoonah B bracket team this year. He recently graduated from JDHS, where last year he was selected by coaches around the state with the Alaska Association of Basketball Coaches as a senior all-star. Now, he's playing basketball at Centralia College in Washington, but he says he couldn't resist coming home for spring break and playing on his home court again.
Probably since birth, I've been here at these games watching my dad play and just watching all these teams battle. Kind of a dream come true. Been waiting to play for Hoonah for a long time.
Dibdahl says gold medal's roots run deep, not just for his family, but for Southeast Alaska. His family is from Hoonah. Many teams have players who don't actually live in the communities they represent, but they still have close connections to them. For many, gold medal is the one time a year they can connect with loved ones.
It means everything just to see family members, friends from other communities. This tournament's more than basketball. It's kind of like a reunion.
In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.